Revelations of corporate fraud have damaged consumer and investor confidence. Trying to restore confidence, the Senate has passed a corporate reform bill, and the House has moved a more modest reform package. Now the two houses face the tough task of reaching a compromise. NPR's Allison Aubrey reports.
With elections less than 4 months away, lawmakers want voters to believe they're really cracking down on corporate fraud. Earlier this week, the Senate voted to adopt 10-year prison sentences for corporate officers who sign off on false financial reports. Then the House upped the ante. It voted to slap convicted executives with 20-year prison terms. But beyond agreeing that corrupt CEOs should stay behind bars, the two bodies are miles apart on how to enact reform. The Senate has proposed the creation of an independent review board for the accounting industry. Columbia University law professor John Coffey argues this is key.
For the first time, it subjects the accounting profession to the same kind of discipline and regulatory oversight that broker-dealers are subject to, with a strong regulatory agency that will go out and spot-check their audits and will try to develop actual standards.
But a new board is not necessary, argues the chief architect of the House bill, Michael Oxley. His bill would instead grant new powers to an existing, industry-run board. During a late-afternoon press conference yesterday, the Ohio Republican told reporters this issue is a big sticking point between the House and Senate bills.
We have some real concerns that an independent oversight board would have governmental powers, including the right to subpoena, which I think is extraordinary and maybe even be unconstitutional.
But Oxley said there's room for compromise if Senate conferees agree to consider some of his provisions, such as the creation of a fund to compensate defrauded investors. The fund would work like this. The Securities and Exchange Commission would collect fines and forfeitures coming from corporate fraud cases, and then, says Congressman Richard Baker of Louisiana, distribute the money to shareholders who've lost out.
There's no justification for an individual to retire with hundreds of millions of dollars in retirement benefits and multimillion-dollar mansions and have the poor shareholder wait on a court to see if the assets remain onshore while sophisticated financial advisors are hiding resources.
While House Republicans push for measures to protect investors, critics in the Senate accuse House leaders of sidestepping the hard reforms needed to enforce the crackdown on corporate fraud. New York Democrat Chuck Schumer is leading the charge.
One of the best things we can do is have a tough SEC. Everyone has said that. But all along the line, they have fought that again. Anything that's substantive and has teeth seems to be shortchanged.
The Senate bill calls for a substantial increase in SEC funding to hire new staffers and increase salaries. While this may not be the sexiest proposal, Northwestern University accounting professor Lawrence Revson says it's key to enforcing the proposed reforms.
The more people that you have scrutinizing financial reports, the better able a company misdeeds are going to be able to be uncovered. And obviously, it takes money to go after these companies. And so funding is going to be an important aspect of enforcement.
Despite their disagreements, both Senate and House leaders have now publicly committed to moving swiftly toward a resolution. They intend to have a bill on the president's desk before they leave town for the August recess. Allison Aubrey, NPR News, Washington.